Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsister.
I'm smoking a great new strain that's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen! Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 196 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me, as always, are my very awesome co-hosts for this very special episode of the show. First up, of course, is my very awesome fellow Aussie, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello. And what a wonderful occasion it is today, because I won't scream. The Tubi Tuesdays podcast is celebrating its 5th year anniversary.
Woo!
Happy 5th anniversary, motherfuckers!
Thanks, yes. Weed King.
Weed Jesus.
Weed Jesus.
Yes. And speaking of Weed King and Weed Jesus, here's the professor of all things science, Professor Batch.
Acknowledge me!
My tribal chief.
Stop yelling, please?
Well, it's loud in the... I couldn't be with you guys for the 5th anniversary. Craven wanted me to watch the plants in the in Level of Champions where we grow the weeds. So I'm doing it through the power of the interwebs.
And also with us is the trashiest of the trash pandas, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Wonderful. That's all I got to say is wonderful. I jacked off to your bald head last night. It was great. I told you I was going to do that.
I mean, how else am I going to have it? Well, first of all, I'm not anywhere near a shino ballo, so I need something that's going to, like, I can rub into my head and be making my head all shiny and stuff.
Get that ditty oil, dude. I told you, get that ditty oil. Get all shiny and glistening.
He's stealing Ricochet's gimmick.
He is. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Get that baby oil.
Well, guys,
I'm doing good, man.
Exactly.
I'm good. I'm fucking great.
Yes, I know we're all excited because, guys, it is our 5th anniversary show.
We've been doing this bullshit for 5 years.
That's true. Exactly. Real.
I think this is my, like, 2nd year. Like, is number 2, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because originally, I mean, we've talked about this before on previous anniversary shows, but we might as well do it again. Basically, how this all began was during, because of the pandemic, Batch, Marcy, and I sort of decided we do an audio commentary for Howard the Duck, just for the Super Network. And then I think it was afterwards, we were talking about Tubi, scrolling through it, and we just decided, you know what? We should do a podcast dedicated to watching and doing audio commentaries for films that are only on Tubi.
And it was a straight podcast for like 2, maybe 3 episodes. Yes. And then it went this weird direction and we've never looked back since.
We've never looked back.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. We have had a lot of highs on this show. We've had some pretty awesome guests, including speaking of Toxic Avenger on the screen. at the moment, Uncle Lloyd was on the show, which was awesome. And we've done so many different themes, different movies. We've had the award show.
And then one day we found some raccoon in our trash and we invited him in and he's been here ever since.
Yeah, you decided to have a raccoon on your show couple times and then I just stuck around.
He just
and then
stuck around, never left. Yeah.
Got all fucked up all the time and then fell asleep in my bed.
Exactly.
Okay, Colin, let's talk about your adventure in the last 2 years.
My adventures in the last 2 years is insane.
Yes.
Insane. At time of recording, I am 4 months sober. So let's go, baby. Let's go. That's kind of why I'm in a good mood today, because I'm 4 months sober today. So yay, let's keep it on track one day at a time. Let's get this wheel spinning. Let's do it.
Exactly. So what people don't realize, whenever we do these anniversary shows, we try to do something a little bit different. Because as everyone knows, each of us picks a movie week after week to do for the show. But for the anniversary show, we decided that, you know what we should do? We're going to let fate decide what movie we're going to watch today. So what we do is each of us picks two movies, two random movies of our choice to put up on a wheel. Marcy's going to spin it. And whatever that the wheel lands on is the movie we're going to be doing for this show. So for my two picks this year, I picked Battle Beyond the Stars and Stalked by My Doctor Free Patient's Revenge. Batch, you picked the films She and the reboot of RoboCop. Marcy, you picked Ellie and Ninja the Protector. And then Colin, you picked Get Off My Lawn and, strangely enough, The Babadook.
Yeah, because that movie scared the shit out of me, and I just want to yell about that kid. That kid pissed me off.
It's the soul.
One of these things is not like the others.
Nope. Come on, Babadook. Exactly. So we've been doing these anniversary shows for previous years, and the first year, Batch, you won the poll with Twin Dragons. 2 years on the third anniversary show, I won with Wolves of Wall Street, and Marcy, you won last year with The Amazing Bulk. I suppose it could be your turn this year, Colin.
I honestly, in my expert opinion, I won't Get Off My Lawn because that just sounds so tight.
All right, you can see the screen.
Yep, kind we can of, see the yeah. screen we now. So, alrighty.
I'm hoping I'm going to press the button.
All right, let's do this. Marcy, press the button and let fate decide what movie we're watching for the anniversary show.
Right, dude, Marcy, your nails look really nice. Yes!
It's Get Off My Lawn!
Fucking right, let's go. Get Off My Lawn. I can't wait for
this. It's not on TV Australia.
I believe it is on Tubi Australia. And also, that means all four of us have been chosen by fate on this show. It
is all right.
No!
All right, give me a sec.
Yes, we are doing Get Off My Lawn, which is also a Tubi original, so it only makes sense for our fifth anniversary show. We're doing a Tubi original movie. So we might as well get straight to it. And what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Get Off My Lawn if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. And if it isn't, I'm pretty sure you can be able to find it on other streaming services out there. What you need to do next is when I count down from five and say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
His name is Ralph, man.
That one stuck. That stuck for the fifth anniversary. We need something better than that.
Yeah, we need something more epic.
Get off my lawn.
How about we go with a classic old school for the fifth anniversary?
Look at my tits!
That's my baby girl. Yes. I love her.
Yeah. We still need just we need to somehow get just a flux in this podcast.
Don't, because I will be highly inappropriate and probably get her
No, you will be charming.
I am so charming. I am
You are
charmed. All right.
You will riz her, exactly. Sir.
Oh, fuck.
Yes.
I'll riz the fuck out of yes. her. Let's go.
You will riz before you jizz.
That's right. Yeah.
Hashtag. T-shirt.
Exactly.
That.
Dude, I need a shirt that says, I will riz.
If you're, you know what, Jessa Flux, if you're listening to this show, and I hopefully you are, because we do have mutual friends of yours who are also big fans of this show, and we will arrange it, hopefully. We shall see.
Shout but in out. The meantime, let's go, baby girl. Just come on the show. Like, just come on. Like, I won't say a
exactly.
word the whole time. It'll be fine.
So, once Bath just finished the sound effect, you could reset the movie again. But we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching, get off my lawn. I still reckon this will be a fun listen to, regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you ready to watch the movie, the live action movie version of Clint Eastwood's famous line from Gran Torino in Get Off My Lawn?
Why not?
Dude, why sure. couldn't we watch that racist ass movie?
Is this one gonna get us canceled finally?
Dude, I hope so. I mean, look at the dude. Like, he does not look like he should be in that movie.
He looks well, like even he if should I get there, still Boston Fridays. So,
dude, this is, I have a feeling this is going to be racist as fuck. So, let's get this started.
Pray for us.
All righty, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Go. It's a Tubi original. Why wasn't it in Australia?
I have no idea. There are certainly some originals that aren't in Australia for some bizarre reason.
The marginal? It's what are you telling us?
Yeah, it's okay. That's what they're telling you. This movie's all what right. Danny Elfman made this movie? Oh, it's Elman.
Elman? I have nothing right now.
Dude, that is... That looks like Graham's hair when he had long hair.
All right. Let's see. It's Sharon Strzelecki from Kath and Kim.
It could be.
It looks like my mom. Isn't it all just
slime? I mean, this looks like.
All right.
This is Karen's grandma.
It is. She's talking to us. She's breaking the fourth wall.
She wants us to buy this house.
Freaking me out, man.
Now, if you come over here, dearies, I am going to show you the second side of Champions 2.
She's even, like, showing us she's a piggy. And when it's 1 o'clock, you take a little sip. Oh, 1 o'clock.
Well, we found out what happened to Chad's grandma.
Wait, what grandma? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? There's no grandma. There's never been a grandma on this show.
God damn it, I'm from a different timeline again.
Oh, don't worry, we'll fix that.
Wait, Saban Films did this?
This is my dream home.
We shall fix the timeline. There we go.
What grandma?
What grandma?
I'm trying to pay attention. I want to know if this is actually my dream home. Like, why are there briefcases, suitcases there for?
How much did the church for rent? Rent?
Where's the rent? Build something better, right?
Anyway. I have no idea what this movie's about, by the way.
No.
You're about
no
to
idea.
Find out.
I'm,
all right.
Like she said, not... strap in and strap on. Let's go.
Dude, I get...
Whoa!
Yes!
Oh. Oh, you've seen this, Colin?
No. I watched the trailer. It's about to get spicy.
What the hell?
I have children.
Wouldn't our children be adults by now?
See, that's real smart. He's wearing mittens. Let's go. He's wearing mittens. That's
get off OJ my right lawn!
Some OJ shit.
Oh, God.
I can't even tell. Wait, is this the same house?
You look so good.
Yeah, it's the same house.
Is it the same house?
Somebody got killed in that house, and that's how they start this movie.
Well, it's the Dream House, and they got it cheaper because people died in it. Isn't that how that works?
I would laugh if they never referenced it in the entire movie again. The movie is completely about something different.
Yes.
It's about in the same house.
It's basically Gran Torino. Guarantee you. Like, there's no way. There's some old-ass white man like, oh, yeah, I told you. Look at this fucking...
Oh, my God, look at this nerd. Wait.
We get, no, is, dude, no.
Nope.
No.
Is that Zillafa too?
Stop, bro. Stop.
No.
I wonder how many likes she's going to get for that shitty fucking post she just posted on Instagram.
Did you see Enzo showing up at the TNA pay-per-view last night?
No.
I watched bits of it, but I didn't see that part.
He is still fucking over. Like, AEW should just sign that guy.
Is that kid from the 1950s?
Yeah, that's why he looks like a nerd. I mean, he looks like a adult.
Is that how kids look nowadays? Like, are my kids dressed like that when they're in high school? I hope
yes.
Not.
Really trying that
they're gonna get beat the fuck
nerd
up.
Hate right now.
They're gonna get beat the fuck up.
What the fuck is? Thank
you. I told
what
you.
What the fuckity fuck is this?
How did that happen?
Hello.
His parents. They are the ones who sold you this.
Is that his sister? Because there's no way he has a girlfriend.
Right.
Trouble.
He's getting to know this couple, and he's like, listen.
Please.
Listen, I got a pint. No, he's not. Oh, he died. No. Babe, now. He looks like he's never gotten his dick touched.
You know this house is a family home.
He looks like he overpays for it.
Overpays, dude. You only need like $20 most of the time. He's probably paying $60.
These look like
it's not even that good.
He's paying $60 for his shoulder.
He's fucking an armpit for $60.
Ew. Dude, can
that's
I?
That's all right. That's what he's into.
Yeah.
I don't
know. You know, there's no way he's touched his girlfriend's fucking vagina.
No,
no way.
I don't have my toilet flush, but I feel like I need to flush that nerd.
No, he's not a nerd. He doesn't have glasses. You can't do that. We
no,
got rid of that.
Fucking,
yes, yeah.
He's pissing me off. That
That ended with the timeline change.
Yeah.
What
we
timeline
broke the timeline,
changed?
Remember? I broke it.
There's no time. What?
Sorry. Yeah, this is just standard. We're out everywhere. We're fine. Yeah.
Why is this conversation still going? Why isn't this nerdy-looking dickhead dead?
Yeah, why are they still talking? The scene should have been over.
Oh,
like
my
million,
God.
Million
I said
times.
They look like Disney Channel rejects, and that lead guy was, I think, a Disney actor.
Anyway. Can you talk?
He's making
you cannot
character.
Hear your lead.
Unplug your mic and plug it back in. You go ahead.
Yeah, I can't hear bait. See you later, alligators. Nice to meet you guys. After
wild crocodile. Dude, he just got so hard. He's going in. He just got so hard. His khaki shorts. I have khaki shorts like that, though.
Dude,
I want
to just murder this kid.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
There, yes.
They're going to sacrifice him.
Okay, there we go. I don't like his outfit is so preppy and nerdish. I don't like it.
No, we're not doing the other thing. That ended with the timeline change.
Yeah. I take offense to
right.
My nerdy
right.
Ass takes
he's not a nerd. He's a preppy.
Look at the veins popping out. Oh, it's his grandpa. Dude,
sorry.
I told you it's his old ass grandpa's racist as fucking weight.
I got
this time.
He is a Disney actor, but he used to be a little kid on Full House.
Oh my gosh. But even
in this timeline, we bashed preppies.
Exactly. So he's going to get flushed.
My no. isn't here.
No, no, you don't flush perhaps you rip off the alligator on their shirts.
Do you see the all the fake war medals in the background? Like he has framed war
I'm
medals
trying
and they're just a picture
to
of
contain
medals.
My rage because I just want to punch this dude in the face.
He's
look
a Chad.
Look at all the fake war medals in the back.
Oh my god!
Picture. Like they printed it off a computer.
Dude, this is the fake Chad you get off Temu. He started when I was
one right here. Okay. And then Chad's at least cool.
He's way too excited about this house, man. He's the killer.
I think
you know
he's to
the
live
killer.
There. Is that what's happening?
Hey, I have an idea. I think he just figured out the movie.
Jackie. His eyes are too wide, too. I don't like it.
Oh, my God. He wants him to do his height in the house that's not his what? Anymore.
No, she wanted him to measure his penis. When we have kids,
maybe what? Yeah. What? This would be the first time.
But we know he's never
that's,
touched.
That's what all the that's what all those notches are. That's how big it is.
No, his dick retracted into him because he never gets laid. Go
ahead, man. But it's
kind
huge.
Of what happened to Bede.
Carla was just visualizing my joke. Oh,
he can't even argue back.
My dick.
No, I can't hear you. Sorry.
2025.
He just fucked. I don't know what happened.
He could be. I could be a Bellary's dick.
And a jacuzzi.
Stop, dude! You're gonna give me a fucking heart attack.
You're only you know I love one, and you've had it. I'm pretty sure
it was my idea to take it as is that really sealed. Hold on.
But we save them a poor Bede. Actually, no, he's a bitch. Which
reminds me, hey, Bede, don't be mean to Bede.
Oh, he's been testing me lately. Who are you talking to, Bede? We can't hear you. In the meantime, I guess we can give Alec a little. And I didn't mute you, by the way.
He's trying so hard to put in a good joke, and he can't because Mike knows it's not a good joke, so he muted him.
The microphone broke after too many shit jokes.
That preppy guy goes to the bathroom, whips it out like...
How about now? Can you see me?
There we go. We can hear you.
That's a better one.
Yay.
Yay.
So like, that is the anniversary in the movie. Just like it's our anniversary.
Don't touch anything.
And also, in honor of this movie,
get off my lawn.
Is that why you've been fucking
wrong? That's what screwed his
whole
system up just to get that sounder?
Yep. Dude, yeah, he fucked his entire shit up just so he could get that sound.
It wasn't. Stop lying.
We know your stick now. All right.
So
he's gonna he's proposing. Dude, this five is gonna propose to this 10 over here.
I could relate.
It's the anniversary.
Yeah, me too.
It's fine. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Guys,
I mean, I could do the whole
anniversary
thing.
Show. Will you all marry me?
I'm already married, man.
Dude, I don't think polygamy is fucking legal in here, but I mean if you want to come to the States, I'm all right with it.
Colin, I don't want to marry Bede, so I'm gonna have to marry you.
Sorry. No, but if you marry Colin, Bede comes with the
Bede's
deal.
The package. Like
we
he
have
comes, he's like
Bede.
His kid. Like your kid. Yes.
It was like Toby and Toby and Louise.
That is fucking hilarious. Hilarious.
What the fuck is this?
It's one of those like
it's a fucking clamp for your hose.
It's a hose clamp as a ring. Oh my god.
Yeah, because they just bought the house and they gotta fix shit up in the house. That's hilarious.
And she loves it. She's so cheap. I love it.
You know what? It's the fourth that counts.
It is actually. That's kind of sweet. It's stupid, but it's sweet.
Yeah, he doesn't want this vision.
Oh,
like,
tightened
it up for her. It's the perfect size.
Colin, where's my hose thing? My ring.
Listen, I can't even afford that right now. No.
We We have to hit up 90 Day Fiancé.
Gotta go to Ace and shit. Hold on, I gotta run out to the hardware store.
Oh, actually, you know what? You guys got a good store to actually pitch because you live in Australia, you live in the United States, you can't afford it, so it'd be good TV.
I love TLC shows. I'll fucking want to
get off my lawn.
We're back.
1323.
Was it Locked
Thanks,
Up US Abroad? Hey, man. Oh, I thought that was an ad. What happened?
Oh, he's wearing the same clothes again.
He never changes.
Dude, he's finally going to get laid. He's the pool boy.
Oh my god.
My gosh.
We've established that he's huge.
Yeah. You know who this preppy dick looks? You know who this preppy dick looks like, Marcy? He looks like Ed Westwick from Gossip Girl.
I was literally gonna say he looks like Chuck from Gossip Girl. And that might be why I want to punch his face in. Look at those fucking shoes with no socks. I hate it.
Dude, I can't deal with people that all the time. Don't wear socks with their shoes. It kind of freaks me out a little
bit. For my slip-ons like those, I kind of rock that all the time.
Dude, I rock socks all the time because of the nine toes. So, like, oh, yeah, I just rock socks all
back
day.
In my day, we used to wear socks with our shoes.
The only person who can say that on this podcast is me because I'm 50. In my day, you know.
In your day.
Yeah, back in my day,
counts for me being old now.
No, I'm still the old one.
Dude, none of us look our age. We are youthful fucking motherfuckers.
Dude, I look like I'm 35. I mean, that's fine. I look.
I seriously need to just permit this shit, but not allowed.
Dude, don't do that. Embrace the gray, okay? I embrace the gray.
You
I love my
look
gray.
Look like weed, okay? Jesus. It's
I got
fantastic.
All up in here. It's great.
Well, come October, someone may come around. So we'll see what happens. And then it'll be just for men.
Dude, no, dude, don't just for men. It looks so bad. Let me tell you the story, okay?
Well, I always go November in the district after high school. I mean, day after October. So.
Dude, when I was in college, okay, my buddy and I decided to have mustaches and we just fermented our mustaches and our hair. Dude, yeah. It looked like our mustaches were fake. It was so fucked up.
Well, they get the gray and shit now. So basically it's not as like,
dude, hardcore. Okay, if you're doing Movember again, because I'm probably gonna do it, embrace the gray, dude. I want gray in my mustache. That'd be so tight.
I am a silver fox, goddammit.
Yeah,
so.
Dude. Yeah.
Exactly. Silver foxes are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Fucking murder this kid.
And if Bead had hair, he would be a silver fox too. So.
Old son of a bitch. Doo-da. He's got a bad back and his balls itch. Old doo-da day.
Craven.
Fuck off, Craven. Leave
that
back
guy
alone.
That's the racist. He's gonna kick these people out of the house.
Okay, that I will give you that one, Craven. That was actually pretty funny.
Dude, is this guy meant to be 17 or 7? Fuck out of these people's house.
Marcy, he's 11.
30, he's actually like 37.
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
He looks like my Boy Scout counselor.
Oh no! Keep that face away from the screen.
Dude, get out of here.
That's a hard Ottawa 30 right there.
Oh, I don't like it. I'm terrified.
For our caption contest.
I need that face on a shirt. Somebody screen cap that and put that on a shirt. I'll wear the shit out of that.
Ramps.
Why is he still there?
Here comes the racism.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ugh. He's drinking milk in the summertime outside. No, thank you.
He's a serial killer.
Dude, he's the killer. 100%. He's the killer.
He's obsessed with his house.
It's either that or his girlfriend.
Dude, there's like the myth. I don't know, but there are the missing posters for the realtor back there on the wall everywhere.
I said they're referencing the beginning because there's missing posters. Ethan, babes, I miss This actor is called Jonah.
Dude, Wayne. That's fucking racist. The black dude drinking Kool-Aid. Come on now. They can't do that.
It's going to pull one out for his homies.
As long as it's not grape, I think it's okay.
He's just drinking the whole thing.
That's what you got to do.
Hey, look at this photo of this dude. What the fuck? He's the creepiest looking cunt I've ever seen. Go away. Think they're ever going to find
her or what? Dude, he's got the dangly right ear.
Oh my god, I just realized he's drinking it out of that huge bottle. What the fuck?
Yeah. But instead of feeling he doesn't want to share with the white people.
Yeah, but someone should tell him that was actually the remnants of Shark Week.
Ain't nothing wrong with grape soda.
Dude, ain't nothing wrong with some grape drink. Let me tell you, it's the best drink ever.
Grape drink.
He's drinking his organic milk. We don't know what she's drinking.
He's hell white.
He's hell white. It is disturbing.
And this interracial couple that just moved into his grandpa's house, he's not liking them too much. I can tell you that.
Hi, everyone. This is me, Chad, who buys boring. That's my cousin, Brad. He's weird.
Hi, Chad.
Poor Middle Eastern family.
Yeah, I've been up on level 7. I run last track to so many levels in this place. At least think my grandma already owned. Like, she was serving the shit this place down was, is she?
J&J.
What are you talking about? Who's your grandma?
The liquor store.
We've never met up.
Yeah,
though. Hey, grandma.
I definitely am grandma. Like, what's wrong with you guys?
I don't know. We don't know what you're talking about.
You
I mean, the last.
Meat? What's wrong with
and
you?
Also,
whatever, like, weirdo. It was time to go back up to look at some cities. Deuces.
Okay, well,
okay,
wait
bye,
a minute.
Chad.
When did Chad go upstairs to look at boobs?
When has Chad seen boobs?
He thought he never seen boobs until ever.
Why did Chad visit me yesterday and ask for breast milk?
Dude, why does this dude have rope? How did he get into their house?
Dude, why is he back in the house?
Dude, he's definitely a killer. Look how ripped he is.
Dude,
in his
did they move in
shirt.
With all the stuff in the house? What the fuck is happening?
Dude, he didn't look at her in that towel?
Nah, he's definitely a killer.
He's gotta be, dude.
Oh my
Especially God. In that outfit.
What the fuck?
Get
a restraining order and call the police.
Does he live in the house,
too? How many subscribers for that outfit?
Oh, that's at least 5 more subscribers. And you know what? I could probably wear this. Honestly, I think I do actually have a pink collared shirt around here somewhere and cargo pants.
You need to wear that to the whorehouse across the street.
Yes.
Okay,
oh my God. Yes. Yes. And do your hair just like, oh, wait.
Wow, Colin, I didn't think you would stoop that low.
Right, I love you. You know that. I only do it out of love. You know I only make fun of you out of love.
Okay, yes.
It's okay. Just you have a receipt coming, Colin.
Dude, make fun of me all you want. I can handle it.
Well, I mean, I'm seeing this dude's nipple through his shirt.
Yeah, you had to point that out, didn't you? You know what Gramps used to do?
He's got pepperoni nipples.
Oh my God, get out of the house!
It's almost like this. We know the reason why this movie's called Get Off My Lawn.
It should be called Get Out of My Fucking House, you fucking creep weirdo.
This is the same neighborhood as that. Is this in the same neighborhood as that house from Crazy House? Or are they the next door neighbors?
Oh my God, maybe.
Yeah, this is the other Crazy House.
Yes.
Yes. Please don't
say
that.
Say what? Say one thing when you really mean something else.
Oh my God, he's getting so angry.
Dude, he's getting so pissed.
I mean, like I'll say this about...
We're family
I'll say this about this evil preppy guy. He is giving it 110% with his performance.
He is in a different movie than everybody else.
He really is.
Yes.
He's not wrong at all.
He's trying to win an award.
I think he needs to win one of our Tubi acting awards. So we have to put him up
for Tubi award.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. All right, baby, it's been a few episodes since we had boobs on a Tubi Tuesday movie. You better take that top off.
Yeah, we're going to get it blurred out or something.
It's been a minute. Walk in the door? Nah, she's Middle Eastern. She won't take her clothes off.
Oh, no, the screen's gone blurry in the background.
Yeah.
It is. She's got a bra on anyway.
We're back in focus. Hold on.
Focus.
Hold on.
Sorry to disappoint you, boys.
Close.
Whoa, that looks see-through.
What is with my hair?
She's turning into the 50s. She's going into the 50s.
Fade, how many subscribers for that wig?
Matt, you realize there's a giant Rocky behind you?
Oh, look at him.
Dude, there's two women in the pool.
Wait, why is he in the
pool? It's like, no.
Look at Rock.
Master, I am not impressed. You're going to give me some catnip right now, man.
Even Rocky wants to get rid of this guy from the house.
Yep.
Why has he actually took off his preppy clothes for the swim?
I wish he didn't. That would have been even better.
Put it back on.
Shit.
Dude, they're not your grandfather. Fuck off. I don't mean to be a butt in Steve. Why has he got the fucking whippersnipper?
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Oh no, he moved the thing.
Where is it? Your grandfather is 107 years old and he's dead. Move on.
Yeah, for real.
Your grandfather is dead.
But your grandfather's dead.
And also,
get off my lawn. Dude, he's about to go fucking psycho because he moved that hand
Dude,
thing.
He's gonna shit his pants.
Look at the veins coming out of his neck, dude. You know,
all right, so this movie, I believe, came out this year. So it is possible this guy knew we do movies on Tubi. And this movie was going to Tubi. And he's like, you know what? I want to win one of those Tubi Tuesday Golden Rotary Acting Awards.
Dude, he's going down for Best Actor.
He said, no siree, bub.
Stalked by my preppy dude.
Dude, what's his name? Jonah...
We'll figure this out together. These two would be like, this white boy be crazy.
Dude, listen, I wear sweaters and shirts like that all the time. Okay? In the winter and fall time, I will look like Rivers from Weezer.
Oh
my god, he's gonna show up to this party.
Still wearing his preppy outfit.
It's a sharp cutery board.
Oh, hey, oh.
What is that woman wearing?
It looks like a bed, like a clothes, but it's like a dress.
It looks like it's satin sheets.
Curtains. They look like curtains.
It looks like curtains, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Vanessa.
Oh my god, Stephanie.
That's the hair. Who's that hot guy that cleans your pool and got really mad?
It's my type.
Yeah, I love him.
Ew,
he looks like he's choking.
Dude, look at this piece of shit. It's Patrick. Look at this piece
of shit. It looks like Patrick Schwarzenegger. Oh!
Why is the kid putting his picture up?
Why did they keep his
picture? All of it.
Why did they keep his picture up?
That's the dude we used to live in this house with his grandpa. Yeah.
This dude looks like
from Timu. Look at that kid's face! That's the equivalent of the Wii photo.
You know what? That's not a picture of the actor who plays the prep when he's younger. This is a picture now of Emil Hirsch.
Jesus Christ.
It's okay.
What the fuck?
Did he break the window? Well, what happened?
I think he threw poo at the window.
It was a dead bird.
Oh, I can see her nipples through her dress.
Well, at least we can see some.
That's the closest we're going to get to titties.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's true. 100%.
Oh, he's putting 100%. His fucking preppy sweater on.
Dude, I would laugh at that video too. If that was on TikTok all day, dude, I would swipe back and forth to watch that shit all day.
She's wearing that lingerie, that bed linen again.
Listen, Bede, you're not gonna see tit in this movie. I promise you.
No, you're not.
I promise you. This is not.
You know, this is a titless movie.
And she looked way too proper of an actress to show her titties in a 2B movie. Okay.
Yeah. Although I'm starting to think though, like of the 2B original movies I've seen so far, I'm starting to think they must have a clause in their contract not to show any nudity whatsoever, because nothing like that has popped up in any of the
ones. Oh, no, dude. Like, we saw her ass like a second ago.
I mean, if there's no nudity in the movie about a dominatrix, we ain't getting any.
Dude, I want to
tell you. That's like true.
That's hella tight. Someone make me a tie-dye shirt, please. Send it to me. One of our fans, make
it's
me a tie-dye shirt.
Chinese food box.
Here we go. Happening?
Eddie's asleep.
Nobody sleep. That's hilarious.
Nobody goes to sleep that quickly as soon as they hit the pillow.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I don't.
I'm pretty stoned, so.
Well, that's true. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to wake up.
Oh my gosh!
That is terrifying. That needs to be on a t-shirt.
He was watching her watch porn.
Yeah.
We had to dump that place as quickly as Gary Busey.
This is his grandpa.
Gary Nolte.
That's his grandpa.
Oh no, it's not his grandpa.
Dead.
Oh, right. Sorry. This is not his grandpa. It's his dad. Sorry.
His dad's Gary Busey?
It's his dad paw.
His dad paw.
Dad paw.
Whoa!
Dude, let's go.
Jesus. He's a dead. Your dad paw's dead.
No, he's good.
Oh,
he's
add 30,
55. Add.
He's okay.
Science.
Dude,
Saturday at 7
Eastern on Fox. Dude, he just killed his own dad.
And we're back.
Like, whatever.
Thanks, Truby, for the quick ads. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the quickie, Jimmy.
Movie.
You know what? The Cotlet, I'm saying this is a good pick so far. This movie's insane. Oh,
this movie is fucking weird.
Dad, you slipped. I saved your life, even though I kicked the fucking thing out of from under you. I still saved your life.
I better get up wearing my blue-rose shirt.
Oh, it's his tie-dye.
Yes.
Oh, now he.
Hey, honey, do you?
He's asleep.
So. Hey, honey, do you want to replicate all those Pornhub videos you were watching last night on your phone while I was asleep?
Dude, okay. I invented a new term the other day for spooning like that. Mm-hmm. It's called spooking. They were sporking.
Why? Because you stick your dick in the middle.
Yeah, like your dick's hard and it hits the back, like it's sporking.
This is
yeah.
So creepy. Maybe they need security cameras in here.
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
Dude, look at those slippers! Oh my god, I need some of those.
Dude, those are cool.
They're like tennis shoes.
I swear I can see this. I keep, can't help it, but I'm just, that dude's junk in these undies keeps staring at me.
Okay, I knew you were going to say something like that. I didn't want to say that you were going to say it, but I knew you were going to say it. I knew you were going to be like, dude, that dude's junk is way too much.
That match, there's like 2-3 pairs of moose knuckles in that dude's undies.
Dude, he's knucking hard, too.
He's really horny. He really wants that ass.
So we get to see more of him than of her.
Yes.
I mean, male nudity is very rare in movies.
It's making a comeback.
Yes.
I mean, I'll show my dick in a movie.
Oh, fuck. I don't want to see that picture.
I mean, if I get on a Tubi movie, a Tubi production movie, I'm going to be like, listen, in my contract, I need to show my dick. Okay? Bede wants to see it.
I mean, that's true.
It's very artistic lighting.
Oh!
They almost ran over a Karen. This is a terrible way to meet. I am
Jackie. Yeah, Jackie Stewart. No, such a fucking stereotype. Fucking Middle Easterns can't drive.
It's Louise's alter ego when she's in disguise, Jackie Stewart.
Oh my god, it is.
It is.
She's pretending to be a Karen. You know who's not fine? My
little poo-poo, Brandy Alexander. Yeah, can somebody say Jackie Karen? Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise.
Oh, God. Get out of here. We don't need that, you for 5 years.
No, that's Louise. That's not how an alter ego works. I am
so sorry. Well, that's you true. Say, sorry, honey.
You can't say who you are. You have to pretend to be somebody else.
Okay, sorry, honeys. I thought I'd just come in live since it's your anniversary show.
Listen,
and also my phone's busted as well.
Listen, Louise, I haven't said this in a long time, a very long time. Get that drunk bitch out of here. We don't need her to find fucking shit out of here. Get her out of here. Look at how dope that phone case is.
Oh, Colin, you're so sweet. That's why I like you, and that's why you'll hate Jar.
That's right. I'm fucking.
And also, Batch, that couch behind you, it looks so comfy. You could do some casting on it.
Yeah, actually, now I'm in Champions where Uncle Victor casts all the sexy Andes.
Oh.
So. It was too loud in the dispense in the where the weed farm was. So I needed a quiet place to record. So, yeah. What's with all the.
There's not enough plastic on that couch.
What's with all the stains on the roof?
Oh, honey. That might have been Toby. He was in there the other day, so that might have been him, honey.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
It's like a galaxy.
I mean, Toby's ectoplasm is that world. So
he's still drinking
it,
that Kool-Aid from that
the same
fucking
bottle from the other day.
He is still drinking that Kool-Aid.
Speaking of Kool-Aid.
Yes, but anyway, though, so I'll let you guys go. So you enjoy your movie and happy 5th anniversary. I have
Please,
to go and babysit my...
to go to?
Oh, yes, honey. I'm going on a concert with tomorrow. I mean, I'm going with a friend. That's right.
Oh, yeah, the Slippy Dipshits concert next week.
Yes, it is. I'm going with a friend. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Dude, she's got one of the best necklaces. She's got the champion dick sucker necklace on.
She's got a green
got one on.
Jackie Karen, folks. New character.
You know what? Somebody was very lazy when they put all those missing posters up. They were like, I don't want to put one around town. I'm just going to put them all on this pole.
This is the town poll. This is where people go for news. Wasn't
Mark? Yeah. Yes. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't break in. Uh-oh. That's illegal. You know that?
You're a lawyer. Well, I'm not a lawyer. You know that. Okay.
Oh, she is a lawyer. I'm sorry. Tomato, tomato. Oh, no, she's a paralegal. Sorry. It's going to be fine.
Ah!
Yeah.
That's like some fucking housewarming gift I'd give somebody.
And see, if this were a Superman movie, he would have saved that animal.
He totally would have, because he's a much better Superman.
Thank you.
Don't say anything. I haven't seen it yet. I want to go see it this week. Don't say
you
anything.
You should. So it's good. Fantastic, Colin.
Pop 4D Superman podcast coming soon.
So. Yeah, I really want to go see it. If I can, I'm going to go see it on Friday.
Cool. And we'll do a roundtable on that for Pop 4D.
Fuck yeah. Bade's not invited.
I want to see my gosh. Dog. Why is he dressed up like Norman Bates?
Dude, why does he really look like Chuck Bass from Gossip Girl? It's creeping me out.
Where did she come from? Is that his like sex? Where the fuck did she come from?
I have no idea. Is that his grandma? Is that his girlfriend?
Maybe.
Is that his
mom? It's his mom. Thank God you
were there when he. It's his mom. Yeah, it's his mom.
Oh.
Oh, I don't like this. I don't like what she's doing.
No, this movie is full stereotype. She's giving him a massage. She's about the happy ending and say it's the new people.
Jackie and Jay. Yeah, I think she's the stepmom. They should get the home.
Oh, don't let your father hear you. She better be fucking stepmom. You can't be having relations like that. They broke their
promise. The safe way to step.
Deep South, is it?
You can't say that shit. I'm from America, okay? The South isn't that bad. It's bad, but it's not that bad.
That's the stereotype that everyone in the Deep South is inbred and has sex with their sisters and mums and dads and brothers and sisters and cousins.
Hey, listen, if your sister's hot enough. Hey, baby,
just like in Tasmania.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Tasmania. They'll fuck the sheep.
You know? Sweet thing. Dude, this cat is getting worse than Hershey used to be, guys. This cat just yells all the time. That's all she does. She'll walk in her room and just meow.
For no baby reason. Kill.
Dude.
Is he spalking again?
Yeah, dude, he's totally spalking.
He's totally grinding up against her butt.
Spork away.
This is ridiculous. We have to come up in a few hours. What is she
angry
about?
Okay, so it's okay. He's about to pull.
Why is he in the fucking jacuzzi again?
Because Marcy, that's where he does his best stalking.
Yeah, apparently.
Dude, it's the only place he can stretch out. He's got to stretch those calves out.
He's drinking milk in a hot tub. Okay, that's gross. Now it is very late, so
I just want to be a good neighbor. Why don't they just call the police?
I don't fucking know.
You know why? They can't call the police? Because this dude is a white guy. You'll get off.
Dude, 100%. I was just about to say that. They're foreigners. They will go to jail. They'd be like, you terrorist motherfuckers, get out of here. Get off my lawn. Fertilizing the soil. So when
we eat the new veggies, Gramps will become a part of us. Oh my God.
Wait a second. Gramps is buried in the backyard?
He's in the veggie garden.
He's not wearing anything.
Nah, I don't know.
This is giant penis.
Listen, I hate milk. Like, do people really drink milk like that, or just psychopaths?
I think psychopaths.
Sometimes I drink milk with a bowl of spaghetti.
Dude, don't say that. I almost threw up in my mouth. Do you really do that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, dude, do you leave the like ring of sauce on the glass?
Yes, because I eat the spaghetti with my hands because I'm an animal. I eat spaghetti with my hands like Cheech and Chong did in the Corsican Brothers when they were babies.
They're like Cheech and Chong.
No, you put dicks for your hands and then you eat the spaghetti with your dick hands because that's a scene in Edward Penis Hands.
What are
I could hear her meowing.
What's wrong?
She wants to be on the show.
Listen, every time I pick you up to be on the show, you scratch or bite me. And I'm not fucking dealing with that shit today.
I think that says more about our show.
I don't care. I'll hold you. There's not a dead body. Come here. Come here.
They're in a coma. They're not dead.
All right, don't scratch me.
Our viewership has gone up.
Don't scratch me this time.
Oh, look at her.
No.
She's gonna fucking freak out in a second.
No.
Oh, Rocky isn't impressed.
Rocky.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Oh my god, and he's Freddy's a big Rocky. So fucking jealous.
You can talk on the mic here.
Oh, all the pets.
Dude, get that fucking cat out of here now.
Legit sees the cat in the background. She's like, what the fuck?
Hi, Fred. Relax, honey.
Unfortunately, I have no pet to bring to the episode. I'm sad.
Ah! What the fuck?
It's an arm!
It's a fucking Halloween skeleton. That's all.
Why are they wearing chicken masks? What is happening?
Because they were, okay, they kept saying they were going to prank all of them. They were going to prank them until they left, the house.
Yeah.
I got
mine for 155. What? Oh, can you hear the cat? Can you see the kitty cats? Are they your best friends? Same
hotel. Dude, hot fire ass mixtape.
Look at her. Hello, darling. Oh.
Freddy's like looking at the screen, so, oh, that's a small kitty, and that's a humongous kitty.
Yeah, Rocky's like massive.
Yes.
Hi, Freddy. Wait, Joel McHale?
Let's go, baby.
1% club? What is this about rich bitches?
Yeah, I was about to say.
We're back, 4306. Oh, somebody finally clued in. What is Batch's background?
Dude, she looks so disappointed.
That guy tried to get into.
I hope somebody looks that disappointed at me one of these days.
Craven's yelling. Craven is yelling. Off my lawn.
Yes. Fucking amazing.
He's yelling at the cannibal
get off
guy.
My savage land.
He's a yelling cannibal guy. Wait, he doesn't exist anymore, does he?
Hey, what cannibal guy? What are we talking about?
I think he officially got killed when Harambe Jones threw one of Craven's pianos through the window and it landed
on him. Look at this stereotypical cop.
It's Kevin James.
It'd be more stereotypical if he had some donuts, mate.
It's Seth Rogen from fucking his cop movie. What's wrong, Hotfire? Oh, I don't know what you need.
I saw the posters. What happened? The honey girl.
I don't know. Meow.
Look how long her whiskers are. Please don't ask. Well, it's
not random, kids. I know who. Look how long that straw is. Alec Todd?
Who drinks a coffee with a straw?
I
don't
have evidence, but I bought the second Cobra Kai game. It is terrible, but I only paid $7 for it, so it was worth it.
I've got the first one, nice. And it's kind of painful to play.
Well, the second one actually has a tournament mode because I bought the deluxe edition that was $7. So he can play as Terry Silver and a couple of the bad guys, and it actually has a tournament.
Okay, I need it just to be Terry Silver. Baby girl, are you being on the podcast?
Yeah, she's saying how bad this movie is.
It's like, get rid of that fucking guy. He's really way too chill about this.
Jason. I mean, I would be. I'd be the same way. There you go, sweet thing.
Aw, little kitty. Good boyfriend.
All he does is wear, like, these Michael Myers overalls. She wears, like, silky pajamas, and that's basically all they wear in this movie.
Well, he's a plumber, right? I think.
He's the killer.
Yes.
He wears the cleanest like jumpsuit for a plumber I've ever seen.
That'd be a great twist. Like, you think the preppy dude's the serial killer, but it's this guy the entire time.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Oh, I love that background match.
Dude, look at that mullet.
Yeah, that's Boston, let me get out of the way here. There, it looks like I'm in a picture. Is that Tamario? Tamario?
Yeah.
And Louise. And an interpreter to me.
He's had a haircut.
He had a haircut that night.
Oh, no, he's in his Japanese wrestler phase. So, like, he's Jack now. Yes. So.
Yeah.
And shaven somewhere. You were
Yes.
They're shaving. Yes.
The night's proper.
That's hilarious. I love it.
That's got to be on the preview.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you know the picture. That's the picture of Craven telling everyone to get off of that lawn. Maybe that should be like our picture contest post.
what's Craven yelling about?
Yes.
Okay, I need that phone case. I really want that phone case.
Right? Let's all get.
Oh, they got their chick. They got.
Dude, my little.
You know why they're wearing
heart phase? Let's go, baby.
There we go.
You know why they're wearing. You know what? Oh, Tamara's got the Determinator 2 UV's wig on.
Oh, that's Baby Bubbleini with Louise. Oh. So.
Oh.
Sadly,
you know the reason why they're wearing
today.
Yes.
Of course they changed the locks. That would have been the first thing they would do. The first thing if this dude starts showing up in your house.
Day one.
You know what this guy's reminding me of? Mark Wahlberg in what? Like at the end.
Just oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
Get me in the fucking house!
One of these days we will watch Fear. It's going to be one of my picks. That movie is great. Oh, I like that one of Craven.
Whoa!
Someone watched
that. Is some shit I would do too. If I ever owned a house and kids are pranking me like that, I would do some shit like that.
Dude, set up video cameras and get them. Yay! He said it.
Yeah, that's the good one. That's the last one. There we go.
They're not boomers, okay, boomer.
Yeah.
This movie is so fucking stupid. I kind of love it.
It's so bad.
It really is. Hey, have you seen my keys? I got
this emergency job. I gotta go. Olale, I'm a Mexican now.
I gotta go pick up some old woman's pipes.
That's probably what he's doing. I'm telling you, now I think he's the killer because he's going out late, fucking. Not having sex with his wife. I mean, shit like that happens. Serial killers don't have sex all the time. They just have sex.
Oh,
all
shit.
The
week.
No!
No, not that guy.
This is getting fucked up.
What if this preppy dude's friends realize that he really wants to murder this couple?
Nah.
Dude, this guy is a
hit him with the pipe.
Oh, I can't even
hit him with a pipe.
Are we happy to do this movie?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Batch is like, I'm done.
Oh my God.
I can't do it anymore.
Dude, they're not going to be
able to. I ran into backgrounds. I ran into backgrounds.
To celebrate. She raided Louise's wine stash.
She did. Wait, how do we link this back to the movies watched last episode for Tubi?
Ooh, Deadstream. Ooh, that is a good question. Ooh. You know what? I'm going to say the preppy dude, like, I think he was, like, one of the commentators on the, like, the really dickhead commentators on that live stream of the main characters.
I haven't seen that movie, so I'm going to have to watch the episode.
Yes.
Now that Beta edited it finally. Your keys,
Magellan. Aww. No, I looked here.
Dude, they need like cameras set up everywhere.
Ooh, did somebody say cameras set up everywhere? Hello, everybody. Boo.
Dude, I found the cameras you set up in my room and I've removed them.
I mean, to be fair, Marcy, as a ghost, I don't need cameras because I can see everything everywhere.
Yeah, well, I've got a ghost-proof room now.
Yeah, Marcy, just don't leave your camera on Discord.
Hey, Colin, that whole coincidence. I didn't even need a camera for that. I was in the corner the entire time.
Dude, that's still one of my favorite clips we've ever had on this show.
Now, what makes everyone think there's cameras here? I mean, I haven't put any cameras to record anybody that I'm writing down in a secret list or anything, you know? Just saying. Indeed. Craig, but I can see the cameras right there.
It's not like
I have a list of all the things that you've done and all the things that you do that I can use at any time to ruin you.
Wait, you know, what?
I mean...
What?
You know what, Toby? Guess what? Toby, for having an affair with Alexandria the Ghost Shark, you just made the list!
Timeline.
So does that mean you still care about waves?
No, I just hate people who cheat, man. You're on my list.
Fair enough. Well, I suppose, you know...
So that is an entirely original idea that we did not rip up from Jericho.
Craven, can I see this list? Can I have a look at it, just to see my name on it?
No, no, nope. Not allowed. Only I get to see the list.
Okay, fair enough. I might as well do this to you instead.
Oh. Why did that get in my eye? I'm not even next to Craven.
But anyways, though,
I need to know. Am I in this list book?
Dude, they're eating spaghetti and drinking milk.
I know, right? It's good.
With Louisa's so red wine.
Dude, that's so gross.
Well, it's like 1% milk. You don't drink like whole milk.
The woman playing the mum is going down for best supporting actress because she is fucking weird and I love it.
Listen here. I already know what's up. This woman is insane and she's seeing her dead kid. The kid's dead. It's not really her kid. The dad just like is oblivious to everything and the dude's the killer. Oh, Gary Busey's getting pissed at his fucking wife.
I mean, I can't confirm or deny if that is the case, being I am a ghost, but I will, I gotta get going, guys, because I gotta go watch Baby Boom Blimey. I'll see you all later. Bye.
Later.
Later.
Dude, I'm kind of scared about Craven's list and all the stuff. But
when it comes to I got a key for it. Nah. If I see your name across it.
Yeah, can you get rid of, like, the chapters in there? Because I think in an alternate timeline, a lot of shit happened.
That's true.
Timeline?
Listen, I thought the movie was going to be way better. This movie is awful.
So that's apropos for our 5th anniversary.
Should have watched the Babadook.
Babadook, oh, no, this is better than the Babadook. I would have fucking walked out. That kid!
Dude, the kid's the best part of the Babadook.
Worst 100% kid ever.
100%.
Dude, I would have fed that kid to the Babadook in a second.
Dude, tell me you wouldn't throw that kid off a balcony.
Dude!
100%.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you would crispin all the shit out of that kid.
Oh, see, that kid deserved
That's
dude,
it.
If you want to pick the Babadook for a future episode, be my guest.
No, I would never pick that for a future episode.
Do you know what? All she does is wear is red.
Okay,
red is just all she wears.
This is attempted murder right now.
No, she just accidentally left the car on in the garage. It's fine. She'll be fine.
Look, his overalls are dirty, finally.
And he's got a huge truck for his small toolbox.
Yeah, this is attempted murder right here.
No.
No, she's in the back seat all...
He stole his tools?
You know what you could do? You could probably get in
just in the back of the car having a bong.
Yes.
You could probably get in the into the car and
it's the best place to hotbox, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I could tell you some stories about sitting in the garage and getting fucked up.
Like, so can I actually.
I, I can tell you some stories about sitting around these podcasts and getting fucked up, bro.
Me too. Dude, she just can't handle her shit. She can't handle it.
It's like the lightest weed as well. Oh, Jesus.
He's like, damn, Lee, baby, have you fucking left the car on? What's wrong with you?
Quickly.
Lee, you've been smoking bongs in the garage again?
Yes.
I told you not to get high with the cat in the garage.
It's okay. It's just CBD.
Do I take her to the hospital or not?
Yeah, call the fucking paramedics. Like, what are you
order
doing?
Pizza.
Dude?
I mean, come on, seriously.
You're gonna die.
You know it's America when the first thing is like they've done jack shit to stop these kids, really. And then it's like, I'm gonna get a gun.
You know what?
Did they say
Marcy, you know what?
Yes. Is that what they said?
Yes. He said I'm getting a gun.
That's so America. It's America.
Marcy, you know. You know why they haven't been able to stop these kids from terrorizing their house? It's because...
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead!
I don't remember saying that.
What?
I don't remember. Timeline.
When was that?
Who's grandma?
Timeline.
Who's grandma?
Oh,
insects chirping.
We are
kids!
Sex daily pill,
I've
what?
I've been tripping on mushrooms since Sunday morning!
Dude, why would you take them? Hold on. Why are you taking those pills every day? Are you just walking around fucking hard as shit all day?
Yep.
I mean, yes.
That's the secret of the killer in this movie. Why his dick's so big? He just takes like 15 pills and like, whop.
That's a myth. Those don't look like that.
This is a new beginning. We're coming. Oh, he definitely.
No.
Another. Whoa, who's that? And
don't divide us. Hell. All these people take hymns America. Because they can't grow their dicks.
Dude, Fox News, let's go, baby.
Let's
go. That commercial was missing El Grande Americano.
And Trump.
It is a missed opportunity if they don't put the mask on almost at some point and just have them come out
yes. And
not mention anything is different.
Exactly.
Yes. That's right, Craven.
Yeah, Craven.
I need to book wrestling sometimes too. That was my bachelor present. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Dude, wow.
Holy shit! Fire. What is happening?
Jackie was in the hospital. She had carbon monoxide poisoning, okay?
Yeah, for real.
Sorry.
Honey, I was dreaming of Cox again.
I was dreaming my hymns was late.
Yeah, don't tell everybody about your dreams, Speed. Okay.
Oh. Is this an AI Sasquatch again?
Jackie, please answer me. Do they kidnapped her?
Oh, she's got donuts.
Oh my god. And she's nothing wearing red spilled. Again, and his undies are getting shorter and shorter.
Also, she did not spill a thing on that tray. She like that must have been like the most glued together prop ever. Like, coffee didn't even fly.
Oh, good, thank you. Oh my god, why is his top tucked into his undies?
I mean, you have to do something. Listen, as a person with gigantic balls, you do not want your balls flopping out of those fucking shorts.
No, you don't. No good can come
the
of
camera's
that.
Camera's gotta get close
yeah,
on
nothing him. Nothing good will come of that, dude. You're gonna, like, suffocate.
Dude, can we nominate his Moose Knuckles for Best Actor?
Yes.
No, but Best Moose Knuckles.
Yes.
He might
I swear,
be the
Galactus
only one nominated.
This is his hands.
Get off my
guys,
lawn.
I think there's a Galactus in his pants. Somebody's about to get hurt.
Yeah, bash the shit out of him already. He's still got the fucking drink.
That's America is fuck right there. That's so
he's still
America.
Here.
Fucking cop just tasing the black dude with a weapon. You know.
Yep.
Oh, well.
And he gets away
that's
with
racist,
it.
Bitch.
I mean, we've already established this movie is not very fucking woke, okay?
This movie's just insane.
good man yeah. is a
this
good
movie
man.
Is like we oh. know what the real world's like.
It's like I wrote this movie.
Colin, are you sure you didn't write this movie?
Dude, I would love to write a Tubi movie, okay?
Watch this video of Joe Rogan as a baby doing a podcast.
Shit. I'm still kind of pissed about that.
I thought we weren't going to kill him anymore.
Okay. That's...
Why'd they show him that video? God.
That was... I think he was trying to show him the video of them with their chicken masks on, but I think it's...
Yeah.
Yes.
Clearly, he was just showing him how well hymns worked. Folks,
I'm gonna level with you. Wanted to show his dick in his underwear. All right. And between you, me, and the plaque on the wall, I got nothing. Listen, Giddy, I mean, impressive that your balls are humongous, but as a guy, I haven't seen my dick in 20 years, so shut up.
I was about to say, did that fat cop, has he seen his dick? You two
have some kind of. And also, where's your, 20 years. Where's your. We're pissed, sir. This is my third one of these today. I gotta take a bucket squirt.
Surely my butt cheeks is running down. Town,
dude,
right?
Right? You drink that much coffee? Come on, dude. Like you're looking for a toilet.
I'm
drink
about
a lot of coffee. Okay.
I'm about to spray mocha all over your toilet bowl. Just be honest.
Dude, I drink a lot of coffee, and I piss a lot when I drink all that coffee.
See you, Jelly Roll.
Nonstop.
Whoa, well, that's how I say coffee piss. Hello, everybody. It's me, Tom.
That was fucking great.
You know what thing I'm talking about, Mario? We're not leaving
this house. I thought you were going to that concert. What are you doing back here already?
Well, I mean, I haven't left yet. I'm going to with a friend. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it started like half an hour ago.
Well, I knew I was there for something. I thought I'd come here because I was... I need you all to watch... I don't have Baby Boobalini anymore. I'm very sad.
Dude, you lost custody of the abortion? What happened?
Not an abortion. It's a ghost shark baby.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Timeline.
Yes, I'm a very sad.
I can't make abortion jokes anymore.
Yes. I'm a very sad. I'm very sad. As an Italian ghost, I'm about to cry Italian tears.
But, again, you should... But you should have fun at this concert. I mean, it's the Peepshits. They're hot right now.
I know, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to headbang and I'm going to be doing this.
Dude, that's why you don't fucking use cinnamon toothpaste.
Oh!
That is the best makeup job I've seen in a fucking movie in a while.
Oh, sorry, lady. I actually got... she got the ectoplasm in her eyes. That's why her eyes are shot to light.
That's why I keep saying, don't get it in the fucking eye.
That's why we all have glasses now. It's been 5 years so I can ectoplasm.
Out of the...
Oh, you're not fine. That's my deal.
That's not milk.
That's not milk.
That's not milk. That's not milk.
Like, that's his calling card.
No, but anyways, I better get the going because I don't want to miss the concert. I got to catch up with Luis, my friend. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Bublini.
How is she going to go anywhere? She can't see.
He's helping her. He's being a gentleman.
Oh, no, it's Karen. Oh!
Dude, fuck yeah. Let's go. We're not taking their shit anymore.
Janet Karen.
Hey, the reason why they keep running her over is she's such a Karen and so vanilla that she's literally see through it and you wouldn't even know she was there. Change her life? Elevated liver enzymes.
If your jackass husband didn't give her that rotten bone, she
never would have gone to the vet and
He's grown up close. Kevin, do you know Alec Todd?
Are those grown-up clothes? He's making our lives a living hell. I'm gonna go talk to him. This movie's so bad. Bad apple. His grandfather. But
I think this movie knows exactly what it is.
It really does, and I kind of love that.
It's not violent enough.
Yes.
But it knows what it is.
It's just stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going sort of more sort of dark comedy more than anything else.
Yeah, big time. Mm.
But at the same time, though, it needs a little bit more of
get off my lawn.
A little bit more, yeah. I need a little bit more get off my lawn and a little less like milk
Doesn't
and spaghetti.
Doesn't this town have Ubers? Why don't you just Uber to the hospital instead of trying to drive when she can't see?
When is this gonna stop? Well, I mean, if this kid keeps drinking all that milk in one go,
I don't think it's milk.
He's gonna end up
diabetes.
With
diabetes.
Yeah, I don't think it's milk.
that's not how diabetes works.
Look how jacked he is. There's no way. Like his bones are probably really strong. Okay. Hey, Hotfire, what's going on? What do you need? I know.
Let's have a basketball game.
I understand. I get it. My ball. You're upset. No. I don't know what about. You're not telling me. Use your human words. Okay.
Yeah, I tried that with Rocky. It doesn't work.
Dude. Don't make me fucking call PETA. Something else to do with your time, or you're gonna be very, don't make me very sorry.
You think I care about PETA?
Dude, I just watched that. I was flipping through pictures on my phone because the kids and I were watching videos and shit, and I came across that video of me yelling at Mersh, being like, you think I give a fuck about PETA? And
that
the one
is a
where
highlight
I was
of
like,
the show.
When we were watching, what was that fucking movie we watched with the robot who was coming on everybody? What the fuck was that?
Oh, yes.
Saturn 3.
Saturn
3, yeah.
Yeah.
Where I asked Marcy if she ever got cum in her hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Get out of my room!
Get off
even though
my
I'm
mouth.
In the backyard!
Yeah, for real.
Dude, she's like running...
Oh, the dad heard. What's happening?
The dad's like, got all of his buttons jammed up.
The dad's even weirder.
So it went well.
She really needs to get some antibiotics or something for her fucking eyes. Like,
I know, right?
She has a highly, really bad fucking eye infection in both of her eyes.
That's
She's
why
going to go blind.
That's why you don't. No, I can't say that. That's too dirty.
Just do it, dude. Come on. It's the 5th anniversary.
That's why you don't come in her face when you have chlamydia.
Oh, ew. No way. Oh, crabs.
Yeah, we went there.
Oh, syphilis.
Ew.
It's the only place you can go after 5-year humor, chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
Yeah, koalas
everyone
need to
knows chlamydia.
To
funny.
Calm that down.
It's just a funny word.
Breaking and entering, more bloody mouths. Jason, you're fighting for this house harder than you're fighting for us. No, it's the truth.
There's a peach on the table. Dear diary, that annoying kid keeps annoying. Oh, wait a minute, sorry. Dear diary, my dad is looking more like Gary Busey every day.
Yes. Every day, dude, every day.
Gary Nolte.
He's old.
My son's an embarrassment.
Also,
he's a preppy.
And also, he's got a WWE belt for a belt.
Yes, he does.
Mm. Squirrel's best dad.
Dude, kill your dad. Do it. You got a lesson of your own. I know you're the reason. Do it. And I know what else you've done. You
can't prove anything. Oh, I think he can.
He's got the crazy eyes.
Bobby
he
alert.
Even sounds like him.
He's got the Terry and Todd eyes.
He does. I'm starting to think Alec may be the like long lost child of Louise.
Dude. Terry and Todd eyes.
There, something behind the door.
Dude, it's his dead friends.
Yeah.
It's a shelf.
It's a dead body.
It's a dead rat.
Never mind. I can't make that joke.
What is
a right man and dad out open the door?
Uh-oh. I bet anybody his grandpa's behind the door.
Oh,
he does sexuality.
Oh my god, it is like Psycho, except with a grandpa.
Dude, is the grandpa in the closet? Come on, please tell me the grandpa's in the closet.
I have a feeling that's where it is.
It's R. Kelly.
This movie just turns into another episode of Locked in the Closet. The music starts through.
This is a secret garage.
Oh!
Yes, it's Grandpa. Yes.
Oh shit! Oh no, it's the lady from the beginning.
Is that? I thought it was Grandpa.
No, it's the lady from the beginning.
Dude, that's so tight. Oh, it was the lady from the beginning?
Yes.
Who's this dead guy?
Whatever it is, he's got a bald spot.
Damn pranks. I'm glad it's not you, Bede.
Aww.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so no way, dude. No way. They're committing
Oh, well, that was a dangerous stunt. He pushed his legs and he went flying. He could have banged his head on the side of the pool.
That's a felony.
Yeah, that's attempted murder right there. You can't do that.
Why are his friends doing this? What is this?
So many jokes I can make right now, and I can't.
No. So
tune in to Boston Friday for those jokes.
Yes.
So save them for Boston Friday, Colin. So Boston Friday, where the show is uncut, unedited, and uncensored.
And unlistenable.
Yes, Luke, what's wrong? I don't understand. You need something.
You hear? Oh my gosh, his last name is Todd.
Oh my god. No video
this time. What? I understand.
Aww. His friends have got to be the stupidest dumb shits ever.
I mean, they are, and we should say.
Jesus.
Oh my god. He's dressed up like Terry Silver.
Dude, I would rock an outfit like that. Come on, dude. That goes hard. The turtleneck with the fucking. With the checkered dinner jacket.
He's dressed like Christian Cage.
Yes.
What kind of pants does he have on, though? Are they like blue? What kind of pants are they? Are they grandpa pants?
I think he's dressed up to just because he wants to go on a date with timeless Tony Storm.
With a plunger.
She's married.
Aww. No, all the sexy wrestling mamas are married.
Okay, listen.
Juice Robinson, of all people.
Listen, oh, that's true.
No subscribers and I will fucking get an outfit like that. Like, that goes so hard. So we were right. He was the killer the entire time.
He's gonna get away with this. Is it just because he's white?
Yes.
Of course, it's because he's white.
Sorry, I can't let you in. The place is a mess right now.
Okay, sus. We were worried. We were calling and texting you.
Yeah, you got crappy.
You haven't murdered anyone, have you, while we were gone?
Bad manners on my part. I should have let you know. I came back last night to hash things out with Jason and Jackie. Well, to turn a ditty into a did.
I tied them.
We won't what?
Oh! He turned the ditty into a did.
Dude, I was about to ask if I read that right in the subtitles.
Did he or not did he?
Oh my gosh, he's got an ox. So guys, can you go get me some baby oil?
Yeah, for real. I hate this guy.
He's the leader of their gang now.
Dude, he's fine. Just let him go. It's fine. Might have something to say
about that. Oh, what? Now they find a problem with all of this?
Hell yeah, crotch shop. Let's go.
I'd love to invite you both in, but I have a lot of things to tend to. Let's catch up later, huh?
All right. Yeah, he's not sus.
Hell, you. Well, you You two minorities have done your part. Now I can do whatever I want because I'm white.
That's racist.
That's racist, bitch.
This movie is racist.
Oh my god, Ad.
No, that's
1 hour 15 like 38.
10 minutes of this movie. Come on.
I know, it's almost finished.
Just kill the Shermanator and get it over with. Okay, let's just kill them all.
My gosh, look at this neck bead.
Right now you can get $300 off any plan. Plus a year of elite benefits. What the hell? $2,000 value free. All backed by a 30-day money back guarantee. We've all just gone silent for the ad. 7037.
Which word below doesn't have an identical match? 50% of the people we polled. Mom. If you got
that wrong, welcome. That was a good joke.
All right, and we're back. 1 hour 15:39. There we go.
There we go.
Last bit. Jackie, no one's going to hear you.
I don't buy.
Dude, that duct tape is almost off her face. Like she could scream, and her hands could reach her mouth.
Yeah.
Like what is going on?
Oh.
Oh,
that's fucking great, dude.
Plunge it.
I'll become a serial killer and kill people with plungers. Like, I think that's my new thing.
Plunge it.
Do it, dude. Plunger insides out.
That's not how plungers work.
That'd be hilarious if you like plunge in someone's mouth and then all their like insides just come out and spill everywhere.
It'd be funny if you like vomited on blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
What have they lied about?
Their acting ability in this movie.
Yeah.
You guys need to be more over the top like me.
You need to do so much of the cocaine.
How does hair dry that fast?
This dude literally is gutting for that Tubi Tuesday Best Actor
he
Award.
He really is.
How many movies is this guy?
Oh!
Hate crime. I mean, what?
A little cloudy there, eh?
For chance of meatballs.
This movie is so fucking weird. What is even
happening? I can't, dude. Thank God there's only fucking 10 minutes left of this movie.
This might be the stupidest thing we've watched this year. I can't
dude,
even.
Dude, he's just got Sharpie.
Oh,
red
no,
Sharpie
we watched stupider.
No, we watched stupider.
Oh, way stupider than this movie.
But this movie, this dude. But Alec here is on a completely different level in terms of the performances we've seen this year.
A whole other planet right now.
I love that, though.
Does his t-shirt look like Pikachu?
Yes.
A smiley
it's
face.
A smiley face, Bede. You can't get
I know, but Pikachu when it was back, it looked the way it sort of like
look, she's
looked
my pink,
in the
I was small, my mom was drunk. Everyone
always made fun of me except for Alec. Oh, yeah, the jacket? Look at her little sparkles under her eyes, too. Do it for the plot. Is that how kids look these days? Like, I don't believe this.
Yes.
Like, did I dress like that when I was a teenager? Like, I think I dressed like exactly how I did back in the day.
Yeah,
he got beat the fuck up with those rules.
Now they're outside.
Let's scream for help.
Nah, she's too out of it.
Well, that is true. It's been raining. Wow, Jason. Big spender. Now, I just don't buy the fact that a lawyer would marry a plumber.
She's apparently evil.
That's fucking mean.
What, are you saying
we all know
you
the real reason?
A paralegal bead? Not that you're
yeah, you're gonna be I you gonna be never. Able to bag a paralegal? You're gonna be able to get a lawyer there, Bede?
No, I can't because I can't bag anyone.
I love you, Bede. There's someone out there for you, even if she isn't a paralegal.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think shit. I know. Well, here's the thing. We know the real reason why she's with him, and it's his giant moose knuckles. It is undies.
I mean, come on now.
No!
No, don't fucking barbecue her head.
He might. Freddy, what are you doing?
Come on, Jason. Get out of the duct tape. That's very weak-ass 1950s duct tape. You can break out of that. You're strong enough. Save your wife, dude. Oh, he's got a knife. How do you get that knife?
Give him with the plunger.
Oh!
Dude. Oh. Woo. The five fingers made of the face. Slap!
Big time. Damn, boy.
Dude, does he have a screwdriver in his hand? Cut that duct tape, motherfucker. What are you doing?
It's real.
Dude?
What are you doing?
I don't know if he'd be able to reach it, though, because it'd probably only go that far.
Oh, he's going to tighten it to cut her finger off?
I think he's forcing her to cut her finger off or something.
Dude, that's how I lost my toe.
Oh!
Tighten it. This movie's gone really nasty.
It really has. What the fuck?
Nah, I've seen worse.
I've seen Pixar movies worse.
Yeah, like Up.
Oh my gosh, we gotta put this on TikTok.
Yeah, for real.
Have you ever seen the uncut version of Up where the whole balloons catch into flames and it falls? It's terrifying.
No, I thought that happened in real life.
It did.
Yeah.
Please don't remind me. I was up in a balloon once and it was one of the most terrifying experiences I've ever
had. I would never do. I'm so scared of heights. I would fucking pass out. There's no
and
way.
You can't break with that. Like, then you just fall.
Yep. Let's just say by the time I got to the ground, I was holding onto the side of the balloon so hard I got off, my hands were stuck for like together like this for about 10 minutes.
Dude, I would fucking pass out. Like, I would pass out.
When I was really young, every year this time, this is like when I was like 10, 11, there used to be a hot air balloon festival in Barrie. So on a Saturday morning around 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, you would just see dozens of hot air balloons. It was crazy. Ooh. I wish we had like video cameras back then.
They're about to cut his hair off.
I didn't realize we were gonna kill people.
Yeah, what the fuck? You literally helped him throw someone in a pool, handcuffed to a weight.
This is not the ending I wanted from this movie.
But it's the ending we deserved for the anniversary show.
Yeah, but the weird Karen neighbor is gonna help them.
My gosh, she's a hero, Karen.
She's gonna get killed. Watch.
Somebody's going to. Yes! Oh!
Fuck him up with that.
I saw his balls. Whack him around. Just realized. I'm gonna call your manager, Alec.
Oh!
I was gonna say, you tell him, Louise.
Let's go.
Dude.
They're getting it all on video too. That's the best part.
I know, they're filming it.
And also, he's just sticking it in and out, in and out, in and out.
This acting is amazing. That's what Craven's.
That's what Craven's been wanting to do to Louise. Right now? You think I care about Karen's?
Dude, she was just like, take care of my dog.
Or I'll complain to the manager.
What are you doing?
don't know. She's going to become a ghost Karen.
Why didn't he do this? Why did he not do that the entire time? Now you're gonna get it. Oh, shit. Wasn't expecting that at all.
No.
We can't do... No. No.
Just kill the dude.
Now I'm really upset. I think I was having fun this whole time, and now she's gonna.
This movie's gone fucking dark.
It really has. What the fuck?
That is dark as fuck. This is dark as fuck, and he's just gonna beat the shit out of him.
Seriously.
And here come the cops. They're gonna arrest the two black people.
Yeah, they'll arrest the people who've been traumatized the whole time.
Note to self, do not allow preppy white dudes in your house.
Yeah, fuck no.
He's the prepper duck.
Prepper duck.
The prepper duck.
No.
No. He snapped his leg.
I can't.
It's gonna be an ending like The Fanatic, where the wrong person gets blamed for everything.
That's the theme of the season on Tubi Tuesday.
Yeah!
Oh! Atta girl.
100%. This is going to be the original ending of Get Out. 100%.
Well, look, and she stabbed him in the eye, just like in The Fanatic.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Dude, I love that movie. I love that movie. Shoot the black people.
And he's still he's gonna come in and still be like drinking his iced coffee.
Yeah. What even have we just watched? This is so fucking weird.
Dude, she's gonna die. Wait. And I don't want that to happen.
Guys, this is a season where we've watched Crazy House and other crazy movies. But this is definitely up there. It's the craziest thing we've watched.
He's got a dick on his face.
This is the weirdest shit. Like, what is it?
It's a bloody dick.
Oh!
Oh, he's still alive!
Of course he's still alive. He's like fucking Michael Myers.
Dude, there should be a series of movies with him as the killer.
Yeah.
Oh! I don't like eyeball trauma. Stop it. Mm.
That's so fucking cool.
Tell me when it's over.
It's still coming.
No.
No. Oh, I guess I didn't see that. We didn't see that coming.
Shut up.
Put it on ice, handkerchief.
He put it in his pocket.
I love how Marcy and Batch are like looking away from the eye trauma.
I can't do eye trauma. I don't care how fake it looks.
It looked hella fake.
The stuff that freaks me out is fingernails. That's what gets me. Mm. Hold on a little
bit more, okay? Hold on tight. Oh, like tooth trauma.
Dude, she's turning fucking white. She's dying.
Guys, he's behind you.
Yeah. Oh. He's got one eye, you can still see.
Oh my god, stab him with the fucking post box. Yes, do it!
Yes! Yes!
Kill him with
my lord!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
That was glorious.
Jesus!
The cops are up.
Now he's off to the dead letter office.
Oh, I'm glad she filmed it. He's still got his coffee.
Dude, his coffee's all watered down. It needs more ice.
I think he's dead, you dumb shit cop.
I like how he's trying to give him his rights, even though he's dead.
And he just knows, I bet he killed that real estate woman. This town has
The cop didn't even fucking do anything. He wasn't even like... Hey guys, I'll get you help.
Oh my god.
Tight.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Oh, wait, there's still more.
Get off my lawn. Listen, old man.
Hi, doggy.
Well, they took care of the dog.
Yeah. And she's pregnant.
Aww.
With a preppy baby.
Yeah, it's
he's gonna be reborn.
Yeah,
as
he
baby.
Like just fucking artificially inseminated himself into her.
Yeah.
That's what one of their pranks were.
Don't make rules, bro. Oh, and they got married, and he looked at us. Now the pressure's on. What was that?
He's like, dude, looked at us a bit and was like, what the fuck did we this happen? Coming up next, please don't feed the children. The divorce lawyer. Welcome, the Killing Cove and Reginald Carter.
Some good shit on Tubi Originals.
Indeed.
That was a movie that we just watched. Happy 5-year anniversary.
That was so dark.
Happy 5-year anniversary, guys.
Yeah, happy 5 years.
That was amazing.
Well, we hope all of our audience enjoyed this 5th anniversary special edition of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And thank you so much for staying tuned with us for the past 5 years, even though we don't remember at least 6 months of that 5 years. But anyways, but that's beside the point. But before we wrap up the show tonight, Marcy, where can people find you on the internet this week, but also find all things the Tubi Tuesday podcast?
Yeah, be sure to head to supermarcy.com and you can find the Tubi Tuesdays podcast as well as all of our other shows there. And you can also look up the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on your podcast player of choice, or you can subscribe to it via the Super Network podcast feeds and get all the other shows as well. So please do that and be sure to check out the Foursome Friday show as well. And hopefully we'll be having some more of those for you. But check out the, what was the episode from Dusk Till Bong?
Yes.
That might be my favorite movie I've watched this year. It's so stupid. It was great. And I am Super Marcy on the social media and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And you can see what I rated this movie.
Indeed. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me over on Pop4D, so be sure to subscribe, like on all podcast feeds. Follow me on Webtails, Spider-Man Podcast on all podcast feeds. Follow me on my X, my Threads, and my Blue Sky at Batch Pop4D, and on Facebook at Pop4D. All things Pop4D.
Awesome. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can't. You can't find me on the internet.
He's wiping himself off.
I don't know. I'm thinking about getting the Twitter again because I think I'm going to do stand-up more, and I think I'm going to record it more, and I think I'm just going to post all the stand-up bits on there. So we'll see.
And on the TikTokies.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you can find me on TikTok. There's nothing on there, but you can find me on there. If you want to talk to me, it's fine.
And B.
Yes, if people want to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jermaine. You can find all my awesome work and as well as all the awesome podcasts that Marcy and I host together on the Super Network and supermarcy.com. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and its spinoff shows on all podcast streamers everywhere. So that is a wrap for this 5th anniversary episode of the show. And we will be back next Tuesday for Marcy's pick.
Yeah, finally back with a pick because I'll be available. Woohoo!
Yay!
Yeah, woo!
Yes.
And all I'm going to say is, my next pick, I do believe there will be nudity.
Yeah.
Yay. I mean, I'll show my titties right now.
Turns out, boys, 5 years.
Yeah.
Turns out.
I'm sunburned.
Anyways.
Wait, I have a t-shirt on.
Yes. But, yes. See you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
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 Get off my lawn!
Welcome to your dream home.
I feel rich.
I feel rich, too.
I'm Alec. You're the newest members of my family.
His parents, they are the ones who sold you this fine home.
Oh, what? Oh, my!
Jackie and Jason.
JNJ.
To the house. Life is good, baby.
Jason? Alec is swimming in the pool.
What are you doing?
Gramps always wanted me to have this place.
Who's your kid?
It's Alec.
The neighborhood welcoming weirdo. What is that?
It's a bird.
This is turning into a nightmare.
He's a kid. He's harmless.
Our handprint stone. Where is it?
Dude, it's getting a little creepy.
That's a house rule.
But this ain't your house.
We are being terrorized. He left a dead rat right here.
That kid's a square.
He said Gramps is buried here.
Isn't that swell?
There's a dead body in our yard.
Oh, no! Follow the rules or face the consequences!
Somebody's about to get hurt. Oh,
drop the weapon.
No, I'm showing.
I'm getting a restraining order.
No, we stand our ground. I want that gun!
I will kill you.
Jackie? We're just starting to have some real fun.